Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, ooh, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
Terrible song. Very bad. Not so bad.
He says at the end. He turns it around. It. You know, he made a movie.
I feel like I should know that.
There's a movie of Copacabana. Oh, mate, there's a movie of Copacabana. I bought it. This is. People wonder. You know, surprised that I'm bisexual. When I was like 14, I bought the Copacabana movie on VHS, and I had it and I watched it. And it's a terrible, terrible film. From what I remember, it's sort of set in the 40s, mm-hmm, and or 50s maybe. And he wins like a music quiz on a radio show, and then gets to go and work at the Copacabana. He thinks he's winning the chance to be the star turn, but actually he's just becomes a waiter at the Copacabana.
Is his name Rico?
No, isn't Rico the bad guy?
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl. Fancy feathers in her hair and a dress with her. Then she would merengue and do the cha-cha. And
his name was Rico, yeah.
No, he wore a diamond. He is the baddie.
And he was,
Tony.
His name, he's Tony. Yeah. He's Tony in the movie.
I think I might have seen it.
It's some film, man. It's some film. I mean, it's some terrible film, but yeah. I love rock stars in movies. I would watch a double bill of Copacabana starring Barry Manilow and The Jazz Singer starring Neil Diamond. There's a scene in The Jazz Singer. You watch I like The Jazz Singer. I've got a lot of affection for it. It's 20 minutes too long, but I've got a lot of affection for it. And but Neil Diamond is you know, he's a little more wooden than Pinocchio, shall we say. And there's a scene in it where he has to get angry and storm out of the studio, right? And he couldn't do it. And they kept going, oh, we're going to go again, Neil. And then they had, let's take five minutes, guys. And the director went up to the band and said, look, you guys work with him, right? Is there anything you can do to get him really pissed? Because he's American. Get him really pissed. Is there anything you can do to get him really angry so that we get the thing? And the band said, leave it to us. So he comes back in, and then just before, so the guy says action, and they start playing Barry Manilow songs. And he goes mental and, like, throws stuff around. Cut! We got it, Neil! That was fantastic!
So Manilow is his kryptonite.
Yeah, yeah. He was very envious of Manilow. Funny old world, isn't it? Let's go to Geeky Girl.
Hello.
Hello there. I missed the cowbell.
Dong, dong, dong. No, well, you remember that cowboy that I bought? I gave to my gran. Well, she's passed away since we last spoke.
So you could probably get it back. No, hang on. We spoke recently. Did she pass away?
She passed away last Christmas, and it was buried with her.
You didn't bury... Why did you bury a cowgirl with your gran?
Not a cowgirl, a cowbell.
Cowbell. I got this cute, cuddly goat from some goat milk company, and I got this lovely cowbell from the Black Forest in Germany.
Okay, you can't call it the Black Forest anymore. It's the Forest of Colour.
Is it racialist?
Yes, it is. God. You're a racist. You just can't. We have established this week, this very week, Gigi, we have established you can't say anything. anymore.
I'm out of order. I'm out of order.
Totally out of order.
Yep. Yep. Anyway, what can we do for you on this fine, fine evening?
Well, first of all, this Brighton gig does sound nuts, and I'm very much looking forward to the podcast. I'm so sorry I couldn't be there.
It was awful.
Everything will shrivel when you're listening to it, everything.
It was awful. I don't think, here's the thing, I don't think me and Kath were firing on all cylinders anyway. I think it was a solid gig, but it wasn't a great gig.
We hadn't really got into the flow of it. It was quite early on,
wasn't
it?
We'd had some technical problems. We got there with not much time, and I'd forgotten some equipment that we needed, and we hadn't quite taken off. It wasn't, we were getting some funnies, but it was not as hitting, it wasn't hitting as much as we would like it to. And then there was a dark vortex of energy, negative energy, sat in direct eyeline with me, just tutting and yawning and really, really killing the vibe.
Great big theatrical yawn, outstretched arms.
And here's the thing.
Then, why are you paying attention to me?
Here's the thing. I had a tweet afterwards from someone pretending to be Mary from Brighton saying that I'd made the whole, it was my fault.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
But Mary didn't seem to acknowledge that when she called in, so maybe it was another Mary. Maybe it was a fake Mary.
Mary, Mary, fairy. Quite contrary.
Yeah. Got to be careful how you say that.
How did the garden grow?
With popples and bells and cocky dog tails. Maybe. Poppers. Poppers. My local petrol station sells poppers. Do you want some? I'm just thinking I might get a load on the way to work one night, and if anyone wants them, you can have them.
Hey, why not? Do I sound northwestern yet?
Do you sound what?
Northwestern.
No, you sound muffled. I don't know if that's a northwestern.
No,
am I muffled? Is this any better?
Yes. Oh, now you're speaking into your phone. Yes, significantly.
I'm literally cupping my hand to my phone. I don't think my phone's very good, so I'm cupping my hand.
What you carrying these days? What model you got? What's your phone?
What are you working with?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm thinking about these lovely cats. I mean, first of all, well done for championing cats protection.
Yeah, love it.
My parents got some golden oldies from them.
Okay. Are you high on a drug tonight, geeky girl?
Oh, dear. I've been out quite late and I'm up quite early, so...
She's been smoking a bit of the old wacky backy.
Oh, if only. Oh. No, sadly not. No.
No. Okay.
But what about something like poppy? Poppy and...
Heroin?
Now, you must have missed the part where you said, we don't want your suggestions, this is all us.
Oh, I'm sorry, I must have missed that. Do you know, between listening to the radio on my phone and then getting on the line...
Geeky, Poppy's a great name, we'll put it on the list.
No,
thank
we won't,
you.
No.
We'll put it on my list.
No, you've already chosen yours, it's my turn.
Geeky, you're a big fan of radio, right?
Oh, massively, yeah.
I tell you what, why don't you rattle off... Some famous regular callers to this show.
To this show. All right. What about... bear with me. We've got Nigel from Maidstone.
Stop right there. Say hello to Nigel from Maidstone.
Hello, Nigel.
Hello.
Nigel, I asked her to name some famous regular callers to the show. You probably weren't listening, but you... Well, the first one that she... I didn't even have time to get
hasn't
my belt...
Hasn't she got a list up in front of her?
Sorry?
No.
Have you got... Can't she see my name on the internet or something?
How could she see your name on the internet or something? And Nigel,
how come she mentioned... You must have told her to mention me first.
No, I didn't. That was totally sponsored, wasn't it, geeky girl?
Totally sponsored. Hey, it's Nigel from Maidstone. I thought of you first.
What's your name? Is it Dicky?
Dicky.
I'm geeky girl.
Dicky. Dicky.
Nicky.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Something like that.
Just say yeah.
But I can't hear clearly on this phone.
No, we can't hear clearly, Nigel. Why is it so muffled?
Hang on.
You took your phone out of the sock. Okay, fine. Yeah. Yes, it's geeky.
Is that any better?
It's geeky girl.
Oh, geeky.
Dicky.
Dicky girl.
Dicky girl.
Dicky girl. Yeah.
What
is
can
that
we...
your catch, right?
Who's a dicky girl?
Who's a naughty girl?
Oh, okay, that's creepy. So, Nigel, what can we do for thee?
I just rang in, I was a bit fed up, and I was watching Tom Cruise for 2 hours, and I got so much fed up with the you know, all the violence in the films even, so, you know, shooting one another and everything.
He is gorgeous, though, isn't he?
Who's this?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Little pocket rocket.
Yeah, I thought he said the news.
He's built himself up, hasn't he, Karen?
He certainly has.
He's quite muscly now, isn't he?
I can't understand a word Nigel's saying. Can you understand
him? Because we're talking about sexy Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Yeah, what era is Tom Cruise?
Yeah, he's not very tall, but he's quite broad, I think.
Yeah.
He's shorter than Kath. He's 5'3".
Do you think he's more muscly than me? You've seen my films, my videos.
Is it 1980s Tom Cruise or noughties Tom Cruise?
I remember that one, the Officer and a Gentleman, wasn't it? Officer and a Gentleman.
He wasn't in that. That's
what was the one he was in?
That's Richard Gere.
I'm thinking of a similar film.
You're thinking of A Few Good Men because he's wearing a white suit on the cover of that.
Similar type of thing, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. He was good in that. That must be about 40 years ago now.
Yeah, 40 years ago. Right, hang on a second. Let me...
I've got my Christmas lights up again.
Up where?
In the window. Yes. you know, in Mum's bedroom.
Yes, I do know it.
I've got lights in Mum's bedroom, which I had last year, and some in the front room.
Beautiful.
And I'm the only house that's got lights in my for a long way.
Because it's not Christmas yet.
No, but it brightens.
It does. It's nice. I've seen a few Christmas lights up, and I'm dreading.
What's all this Black Friday about, Ian?
Well, basically, what it means is.
Does it mean everything's going to go wrong?
No, what it means is that, you know, black people. Joking.
Yes.
Black Friday means that that shops pretend they're selling stuff really, really cheaply when it turns out only one in 20 things are actually cheaper than they've been the rest of the year, according to which.
So I don't need to black up then, Ian.
You do not... I can get... Geeky girl, Catherine, sit back. I can get us out of this. You do not need to black up, Nigel, because that would be offensive. That would be offensive to people of colour and different ethnicities.
Do you remember the Black and White Minstrel Show years ago?
I do. I used to have one of my first albums. My first three albums was the 1812 Overture, the Monkees' first LP, and the Black and White Minstrels.
Yeah, it was every Saturday night, wasn't it, show with guests on and things like that.
Terrible.
Girls.
Yep, okay, terrible. Yeah, we got terrible program. All right.
See, I'm a big fan of Tom Cruise. He's a very good actor, isn't he?
He's one of the best. He's one of the
best actors.
Have you seen The Mummy?
What, you mean my insurance?
Sorry?
What are you talking about? Oh, his money.
Have you seen his mummy?
No, how much? His mummy?
Have you seen Tom Cruise's mummy?
No.
She's a very attractive lady.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant she was dead. Oh, sorry.
Okay. All right, Nigel. Well, listen.
Yeah, I wanted to do a song.
The phone line's not good enough tonight, I'm afraid, Nigel.
Oh, okay.
Thanks very much. Maybe we'll speak later on in the week. You see, we've done Geeky Girl. You did that.
Phone in alert. Do you remember Tom Cruise? 03444991000.
And have you seen Tom Cruise's mummy? You made that happen by saying him. You could have named any other caller, and they would have magically appeared, and you made him appear.
Wow. And it escalated so quickly.
Always does.
I've said that so many times in front of my kids, hoping they would pick up on it. And my 7-year-old says it now, which is which just makes me so, so happy. I love it. Geeky girl, nice to talk to you. Up your bum.
Can't you mean up your bum bum?
Oh, there we go. Very definite. John, Dave, stay there. We'll come to you in a bit. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
closing time conversation for tax inspectors, taxi drivers, and taxidermists. Great big talk for the wee small hours.
You've been trolling me big time, mate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We've got Ronnie Spector soon.
We have.
We've got Ronnie Spector. We'll play that in a bit. And here's the thing as well. Great new single. There's always a bit... The PR guy said, oh, if you could mention the new single, gulp, OK. And then I listened to it. Oh, it's great. Oh, it's great. We'll play it. We'll play that. It's a Christmas song. First Christmas song.
It's a duet with Elle King, who did X's and O's. I think it was last year,
X's
maybe.
And O's. I know the name
it's
of that.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's a really, really good song. And it's like proper old school. Anyway, Ronnie Spector, she's doing some gigs. We're going. We're trying to blag some freebies. And if we can't, you know what? We'll buy some tickets. We'll take the night off work. We're off on the 12th. Let's take the 19th off. We're taking 2 weeks off over Christmas. We're back up for New Year's Eve, which I think is the Tuesday. I think Monday or Tuesday. I can't remember. We're doing 10 till 2. And... Did you not know that?
No.
Okay, we're doing 10 till 2. Don't make any... Well, I don't know. So we're doing 10 till 2. And then, you know... Come and get the show while it's hot. That's all I can say.
Or even lukewarm, but yes, while it's here.
While it, come and get the, here's the thing, guys, right? Come and get the show while it's here. I can't, you know, I can't say any more than that. Come and get the show while it's here. Don't read too much into that either, but, you know, I've said too much. Let's go to John.
Hi, Ian.
Hello, John.
How you doing? I'm a new caller and a new listener. I've defected from TalkSport.
Yes, mate. Oh, those thickos, Cundy and Goldstein. Those thick football chomping idiots.
They get on your wick.
They get on my John Wick 1, 2 and 3. They killed my dog! Which I think is a John Wick reference, although I couldn't really sit through all of the first one. I found it so boring. John, it's nice to have you on board, mate.
Yeah, good. Good to speak to you. You were talking about Barry Manilow?
Yes.
I was dragged up on Barry Manilow.
Oh.
Unfortunately. Him and do you remember a guy called Jack Jones?
I do remember Jack Jones. What was Jack Jones's hit?
Oh, I can't
didn't
remember.
Didn't he have a ukulele?
Mum.
No, he didn't have a ukulele.
No, he was like he was sort of like
Jack Johnson
version of Sinatra, wasn't he? He was a bit of a crooner.
He was a crooner. He had sort of white hair. I remember him sort of having white hair and white wearing hair. A tuxedo and singing for the ladies. Yeah, it's Jack.
My mum loved him. Yeah. Absolutely loved him.
He was all right, but so you listen to Manilow and Jack Jones a lot, right? And I was brought up on Neil Diamond and Doctor Hook, and I hated it.
I go out singing Neil Diamond to this day.
Shut up, really?
Yeah, I've been singing Neil Diamond songs in pubs and clubs.
You're joking. What, do you do it as an act? Do you do a Neil Diamond act, or are you just like a singer?
I don't, mate, I tried the wig. I'm bald. I tried the wig, and I thought, this ain't happening. This is really not good. So I don't confess to sounding like him.
No.
Because I have people, you don't sound a bit like him. But that's not the idea. No. I like singing his songs and doing them as I do it.
Well, here's the thing, right? So I grew up with Dr. Hibbert and Neil Diamond, and I hated it and hated it. It was all we'd hear in our house. And then at some point, I loved it. And I love both of them. I'm friends with Dennis, the singer from Dr. Hook now. And I love Neil Diamond. I've seen him about 6-7 times. So yeah. I wondered if the same thing had happened with you and Manilow and Jack Jones. Had you suddenly come around?
I love you, Ian.
Sorry?
How old are you, Ian?
I'm 46.
Okay, so I'm 51, so...
You've got a young voice.
Yes, isn't
very it? Young voice.
Have I?
Yeah, you've got a young voice. I'd have said late 30s, mate.
No, I should be so lucky.
Well, the bald hair did make me think, but no, I'd have said...
Could have been Jason Statham.
Could have been, actually. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I shave it.
Yeah, all right, mate. All right, yeah. Well, we know why you shave it.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's like when you see these old singers from the 60s and 70s wearing hats. They go, guys, we know what's going on under there. It really doesn't bother us. I'll still come to your concerts. Yeah, nothing is going on.
Barry Manilow's best song is Please Don't Be Scared. Do you know it?
No, I don't know that one.
You must know it.
What is this? Why do people not believe me tonight when I say I don't know something? Off the top of my head, I can't think of Please Don't Be Scared.
There's a light behind your eyes. I see it shining. It only fades when you cry. Bad. You know it, see?
I do know it. Keep going, because
so
I can't quite remember.
Please don't be scared. Because I've stood there too. between survival
and the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
Because only the strong admit their fears. And if you really need me,
my baby,
I'll always be here.
I tell you a better song than that.
Go on in.
Just one voice singing in the darkness. All it takes is one voice.
I quite like, you know I can't smile without
you. Come on, John.
I can't smile without you.
I can't laugh. I can't sing. I'm finding it hard to play with my thing, you know.
I've got one.
Go on.
I remember all my life, raining down as cold as ice. Shadows of a man, a face in a window, crying in
all right.
the night.
What was that song? What was that song originally called?
Andy.
Oh.
No, well. Okay.
It should have been.
No.
Handy.
Hand Shandy.
No.
No.
No, it was called Brandy.
Oh, Brandy.
What's the song that goes, I've been trying to get the feeling.
It's very shouty compared to his smooth vocals.
Let me play the, hang on, stay there. Right, the end, I can't remember the beginning, right? Barry Manilow, trying to get the feeling, right? Listen to the beginning, then I'm going to go to the end. It's the most dramatic end to any song ever.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
He can't be.
Here we go. Hang on. Here we go. Listen to this. How come my woman is coming back home yesterday? Could you maybe give me something? Viagra. Because he's. Because the feeling is gone and I just get it back. Right away, before she sees me crying. I've been up, down, trying to get the feeling. Right, so you go, now we go to the end, right? Here we go. Here we go.
And low, and everywhere I
possibly can. Here we go. There we go, here he comes.
It seemed to disappear.
Here we go, Barry. This is how you end a song.
Key change?
Because I've been looking up. I've been down.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get the feeling. I've been up. I've been down. I've been trying to get that feeling again. Try to get that feeling again. John, you want to quit now, buddy.
That was dramatic, but I give you that.
Yeah.
And I raise you.
Go on.
For dramatic purposes, we're not going Manilow, we're going someone else now.
Oh, okay.
And I think this is an artist that we need to reassess.
Okay.
Because I think for too long,
yep,
she's been seen as maybe a little bit of a joke.
Danny Minogue.
Celine Dion.
Okay, yeah. John's thinking, I wonder if I could get back into Cundy and Goldstein. I mean,
this is about as far away from that as you can get. Right. The most dramatic song in the world ever.
Yes.
It's All Coming Back to Me Now.
Okay.
Do you know this one?
Yeah. You know this one, John.
Yeah, I do.
There were nights when the wind was so... Right, listen to that one.
Okay, well, all right, we'll find it.
Honestly.
How does Barry Manilow do concerts?
Have you heard that Courage? Have you heard, seen Courage?
Is it good? Yeah, she's incredible.
It is a beautiful song, but if you watch the video,
you go, Is it?
It's,
no,
well, here's the thing.
She looks like an alien.
She's bonkers.
You know what I mean when you see it.
Yeah. Get this.
Yeah.
Oh, this is, yeah. That candle's too close to that curtain.
Wait, candle's getting blown out.
Okay, it's 6 minutes long.
It's worth it.
I'm not listening to all of it.
Just listen to the beginning, then the end. Tell me about drama.
Okay. But okay.
Here we go. There were nights when the wind
was so cold. Okay, that's the beginning.
Oh, come on. It's she's never started.
It's 6 minutes long.
Forgive you all that. We forgive and forget, and it's all gone.
He's a ghost in it, the man. Died in a motorbike.
He came back to her and he gave her a really good ride on that bike.
Blimey.
It's not very dramatic, but this is it.
You miss it. You've gone beyond the climax. She's really calming down
it's
now.
It's the end.
It goes really big.
She blows everyone's heads off.
John. Yeah. The thing was, songs that end big. That song gets big in the last three quarters, but then it wimps
she
out.
She climbs down, yeah.
My favourite Celine Dion video, she did a song that the Bee Gees wrote for her.
Yeah, and in the Immortality.
And there's a in the video, they're sort of listening to the playback and they both turn to each other and look and sort of nod, going, yeah, that was great. We're great.
It's a great song. It's a brilliant song.
I like Celine Dion.
Who's your favourite ever male vocalist? If you had to pick one male vocal, who would it be?
Well, there's only one, the greatest rock and roll star this country has ever served up, Gary Glitter. Jokes! I'm the greatest male vocalist. I genuinely think that Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees has got the greatest white pop soul voice. I think he's got an amazing... You listen to him doing the fade-out of I'm a Believer. He's got a great soul voice and he doesn't get the credit for it. So I would put him up there. But the greatest male... I mean, the greatest male vocalist... Neil Hannon from The Divine Comedy.
No. He's great, but he's no Marvin Gaye.
I've heard of him.
Hang on a minute. I've got two idiots talking to me now. John, I'll come to you in a minute. Of course he's not Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye's incredible.
So is Neil Hannon.
Yeah, he's great, but they're different. But Marvin Gaye is a great.
Yeah, they're different. Marvin Gaye I quite like, but I can take or leave him. You know me, I'm racist.
Oh, my God.
John, you've never heard of The Divine Comedy?
No.
Oh, wow. Right. Give him one. I'm not.
We play too much music. Again, you don't get that on TalkSport, guys.
No.
John,
so many times.
John, where are you playing next? You do a lot of gigs then?
So I've got a little charity gig for a hospice next week.
Beautiful.
On Thursday night in a little country pub.
Lovely.
With an open fire and that should be nice.
I don't
do too much, mate, but it's not my full-time job, but that's what I do.
Do you enjoy it?
I absolutely love it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And that's it, isn't it? That's what it's all about. And the people that you do it for love it.
Yeah, well, they seem to, all three of them.
You are the sort of act I would love to see in a pub.
Yeah. Here's the thing, right? If me and Kath saw you in a pub, we'd have a chat with you in the interval and we would keep our fingers crossed that halfway through the second set you go... I got a couple of people in here tonight and I was chatting to them and I'd like to give them a break. They would like to come and join me on stage now.
And we do this. Oh, we couldn't. Yeah, okay, hang on.
Kath, are you here?
Triangle. The acoustic version.
John, it's nice to talk to you, mate. Thanks for switching over and thanks for giving us a call. Cheers, mate. There we go. 0344-499-1000. We did the quarter past break, right? Got to keep an eye on these breaks.
I like John. He's definitely one of ours, not one of theirs.
Yes. This is it. People are, you know, looking for something and they've left it too late. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening. Good evening, Kath.
Do you want to clear your throat there, David?
Yeah, I'm all right now.
Okay. Good. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. What?
Swallowed it.
Oh. I could never, Dave, and I bet you're like me, right? Sensitive and artist. No, I bet you are. I could never do those really good flobs. You know, like a rude... Could never do it. And I had people that could... friends at school who would stand on the third floor over the banister and they could do a long one that would be hanging about 1.5 floors down before it dropped.
Oh, my.
They could do a greenie, they could do a flop and make it hit with pinpoint accuracy. And if I spit, it just kind of sprays back in my face. I've never been able to do a good flop.
No.
I can't belch. I can't belch. Oh. I can't belch the alphabet. I belch the word.
Okay, hang on a minute. Let me just... I'm going to just get in touch with Pride of Britain, because surely for that and the bravery in going through all
I
that...
I can't belch. I haven't got a sphincter in my mouth.
Get,
okay. David, what can we do for you on this... Oh, we're going to play... Have we got enough time to play... We'll play Ronnie Spector... Straight after midnight. That's what we're going to do.
All right,
that's what we're going to do. We'll play Ronnie Spector straight after midnight. That's what we're going to do. Yes, David.
Looking forward to that. Yeah.
Oh, she was great, man. And we mentioned you. We mentioned you to her. We did.
Not even joking.
Not even joking.
Oh, well.
I was kind of hoping she'd offer some backstage passes. She didn't. But we do mention you to her.
Great.
Anyway, so she knows about you.
spooky songs.
Yes. Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, exactly. That's how long I've been on the phone. Under My Thumb, or Under Your Thumb by Godley and Cream.
Well, yeah, Under My Thumb is the Rolling Stones. It's about the misogyny. Stones,
Under Your, yeah, Under Your Thumb by Godley and Cream.
By Godley, have you been drinking?
A bit.
Oh.
where he's on a deserted station, he gets on a train and this woman seems to be behind him singing at him.
Yeah.
And he picks up a newspaper and there was something very strange indeed.
Oh.
The front page had a woman who threw herself from a train. And somehow underneath the photograph of the woman, it says, I won't be under your forever, etc.
That's very
macabre.
Creepy. Very good.
And there's a song by, it's an old country and western song, I'm a nan at it, but by Jim Reeves, called Old Tige, about a guy who comes back from the army and he's got a faithful dog and the dog's there to meet him at the bus stop and he lives on top of a cliff somewhere, so the dog sees him across in a foggy night across top of the cliff. Disappears into the fog when he gets home, and he says to his mum, "Oh, Old Tige, you know, help me get home." And they said, "Oh, Old Tige, he died 3 years ago."
Yeah.
No.
Do you remember? This is slight tangent. This isn't. Do you remember the song about the trucker? You remember there's a lot of songs about Jesus in the '70s. Like it was like an American sort of country Jesus revival, and there was also a lot of songs about CBs, right? Mm. Do you remember? Do you remember Teddy Bear?
Oh yeah.
Do you remember that, Catherine?
Yeah. Isn't that one of those creepy ones like Andy?
Yeah, and he's talking. He's a CB man, and he's talking to like a little.
Is there a kid's voice in it?
Little disabled kiddie, and hang on, let's find.
Here we go.
This was on the radio all the time in the '70s.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on.
He ends up talking to a disabled kid. I mean, that was entertainment.
But is the kid?
I don't think the kid's dead. I don't think the kid's a ghost. I think he's unable to walk.
Oh man!
I think so.
So of course, Kath mentioned earlier the Camouflage by Stan Ridgway, which is a classic Vietnam song about a soldier who's. I never want to know what he sung at that point. About some soldiers were stuck in a mirage, it sounds like. But
I thought they were. I thought it was a mirage, isn't it?
A mirage.
Yeah, they're like an optical... Oh, I can't read. Let me get the lyrics. Hang on a second, guys.
I thought he was stuck in a trench and then this big soldier had come and, like, given him a body barrier. Is that what they call it?
A body barrier?
You know, protected him with his great big hulking form.
I was a PC on a search patrol hunting Charlie down. It was in the Jungle Wars of 65. My weapons jammed and I got stuck way out in all... let's get to the chorus. Hang on a second. If Charlie wants a tangle, now they'll have to dodge. I said, well, thanks a lot. I told him my name and asked him his, and he said, the boys just call me Camouflage. Camouflage. Can't remember the tune.
Whoa,
camouflage. Like that.
Things are never quite the way they seem. Whoa, camouflage. I was awfully glad to see this big marine.
Doesn't mention anything about Mirage, mate. You're talking rubbish.
It's at the end of it, yeah.
Okay, oh, at the end. All right, fine, fine.
And he wanted to help some...
Oh, well, hang on, this word barrage, so I wonder if there's anything that...
Maybe it was barrage, then.
Barrage. Was, but before he went, he said semper fi. Semper fi.
Always. Isn't that... Is that short for semper fidelis?
So it was to save a young Marine caught in a barrage.
A barrage.
There we go. It's a barrage. Nigel Barrage.
Semper fi.
And other political parties are available. Dave, was there anything else?
No, I think that's it.
The hell off my radio show, you hairy piece of trash!
Semper Fi is short for Semper Fidelis, which means always faithful.
Semper Fi, I got Semper Fi for you. 0344 499 1000. That's the phone number. This is Talk Radio.
On DAB, digital radio, online and on mobile.
We are Talk Radio.
Good evening, Carl.
Hello.
Carl, I'm wondering, wouldn't it be something if today was the anniversary of the death of Carl Wilson of the Beach Boys? I got a feeling that it's the 6th of February. Okay. Carl, what can we do for you this evening?
Oh, it's Tokyo, and I'm back to tell you the story.
Oh, Carl's Tokyo remember? Adventures. I do remember. Let me get some Japanesey music.
Yeah, because you rang up to say what's fun to do in Tokyo. And we went through a load of various things. I want to hear what you actually did.
I didn't do any of
that. You didn't go Super Mario Karting?
No.
Okay.
No. I didn't go out of Tokyo. I stayed in Tokyo.
That's fine. It's fine. Tokyo's a great place, great city in the world. I want to live there one day.
I did go on a train and everywhere.
Tell us what happened.
Where can I start? I went to Akihabara.
That is the gadget district.
Electronic town.
Is it still Electronic Town? I thought they toned it down a bit.
Yeah, Electronic Town. Went to a maid cafe.
Yeah, they're weird, the maid. I've been to a maid cafe. It's weird, isn't it? It's not sexy.
No, it's
cafe.
Not weird.
It's not.
No, it's just something to experience, isn't it?
Yes, I thought it was a bit weird. They're all dressed up as maids.
Yeah.
Did she draw on your omelette with tomato ketchup?
I didn't get any food there, I just got a drink.
Now you've got to get their omelette things.
Yeah, but I've seen people have some weird stuff. Yeah, they do that.
They do that. They draw on your food with tomato ketchup. It's wonderful. They do.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah. I went up the Sky Tree.
Oh, I see, I've not done that. Was it good? What could you see?
Akashusa. Eh?
What could you see?
It's massive.
Yeah, yeah.
I started out. I went to the zoo. You know, have you been to the zoo?
I don't like zoos. I'm not a fan.
UNO zoo, is it? Is it called UNO or something?
Well, I don't care.
It's like a park and a zoo all together.
Okay, I call that
and
a poo.
I seen the massive Sky Tree from there, so I took a bus to there.
And how did you get on with? How did you get on with the bus? With the buses?
I thought it was brilliant. The underground and that's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's massive, but it's really well.
Did you go to Tokyo Hands, the department store?
Tokyo what, sorry?
There's a department store called Tokyo Hands.
Whereabouts is it?
In Tokyo. I don't know exactly. Did you go to Tower Records?
No.
Did you go to an arcade?
Yes, I did.
There you go.
Which of you are
kids. Fun, isn't it? They're all there playing Mario Kart and doing the picture booths.
The more, right, the grabby things, aren't they, where you can grab a toy and...
They like a bit of the grabby.
They love that, yeah.
What food
I've
did you eat?
I've noticed a few quirks of Tokyo. What were good. They love jazz, don't they, Tokyo?
Unfortunately, yes, they do, yes. That was they one of the downsides.
They do love jazz.
Yeah.
And they're very, very, very friendly people. I enjoyed it. I thought it was brilliant.
There are a lot of buskers there, aren't there? A lot of really good buskers.
I didn't know.
Did we
I
go
didn't
to?
Know.
Did
There's
we go to? Are you sure you went to Tokyo? Maybe I didn't go to Tokyo. What did you have to eat, Carl?
I just stayed in the hotel, to be honest. Oh. I had a few little bits of meals. I had one meal where I tried it and I couldn't eat it, so. I just didn't, from then on, I didn't like the fact that he you serve you something and you can't eat it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean, but I really enjoyed going, and this is when I was vegetarian, so it was tricky. Now I'm a meat eater, I want to go back. But just going into these weird little places, a lot of them are up on like the first or second floor. And you go into these places and looking at, I would say I'm a vegetarian, I don't eat meat or fish, and they bring me a menu. Sometimes you just wouldn't recognise, and I go, that and that, and they bring it. And remember one place we went to, me and my ex went to, and it's this big sort of bowl of soup, and you sort of cook it in front of you yourself, and you put all the ingredients into this bowl of soup. Oh, I loved it, man. Carl,
yeah, I did a lot of that,
did you have a good time?
I absolutely brilliant. I enjoyed it.
And do you feel? And you went on your own, didn't you?
Yeah.
Do you feel that you've achieved something by doing this big trip all on your own?
I have. But every night, I had a Japanese person come over to me and say, "Hello." Every single night, because they're so nice.
They want to practice
their
English.
Learn English.
Yeah, they're all keen to practice their English in Tokyo. Yeah,
it's amazing.
It is a really friendly city.
Next time I go, I got told there's a place called Nikko. Don't even hear of it.
I don't know Nikko.
It's 2 hours on a train, on a normal, not the bullet train, a normal train, but next time I go, I'm going there. It's called Nikko. Have a look at it. It looks beautiful.
I will. I'm going to check it out. I want to go again if I can afford it. If I can get a job next year, I'm going to try and afford it.
My friend lives in China. I'm going to China in April.
Mate, this is good. Carl's living the dream. Carl, listen, I'm glad you had a great time. Tokyo is my favourite place in the world. And
have you seen The Irishman?
Is he live in Tokyo? Oh, the movie. No. I've not had time to yet.
It lasts three days in your life and watch it.
Okay, is it good?
It's good, yeah. It's massive film. It is. 3 hours. I've just watched it all tonight.
You watched it all tonight? Hang on, why weren't you listening to us?
I mean, I usually do, but tonight I just watched it.
Well, of course, that film stars Al Pacino.
Hoo-ha!
Robert De Niro. And this guy. Why don't you take your love and shove it up your big fat ass? Joe Pesci is in there. Carl, thank you very much indeed. Let's go to Alistair. Good evening, Alistair.
Evening, Catherine and Ian.
I'm jealous of Carl, man.
I was just looking at some pictures of Tokyo Hands, right?
Yes, yeah, great shot, man.
One of the things I love about Japan.
It's such a great shot.
Design, the attention to detail, and the neatness. The pen display is like porn for me.
Tokyo Hands is just a department store, and it was recommended in like a Lonely Planet or something, and we went and it's a really, really amazing department store. We had a really good time in Tokyo Hands. It's great. You get everything in there.
Love it.
Really want to go back to Tokyo. Money's a little bit tight. Bathroom's a little bit tight. Job security is a little bit wobbly-bobbly.
Look at the displays.
But I want to go to Japan, man. I want to go to Japan. Alistair!
Hi, well, it all went well in court today.
Let's just ask the question, Alistair. Are you calling us from using a phone that you shoved up your bum hole?
Are you calling us from the big house?
No, I'm at home.
Yay! Well done, buddy. And I know you sent me a little DM to say that Alistair had a day in court for stuff he did a long time ago when he was a boozer. And I know you were very nervous. But it sounds like it went all right. It sounds like it was fair and that justice was served, but it was a justice that doesn't involve you going to prison, which was your big fear.
That's right, yeah. Very apologetic. I wrote letters of apology to the injured parties and everything, and just felt very humbled and also very thankful to you guys and some of the other people that listen and have tweeted me with their support. You've all sustained me through this period, and God, I need you guys to stay there. Your wit and humour and humanity is a wonderful thing.
Well, unlucky. but E.T.'s back. Did you know this?
There's an advert, isn't there?
E.T.'s back. E.T.'s back.
All right.
Anyway, and as in terms of your recovery...
Yeah.
How do you feel now that today's done?
Oh, well, I mean, immediately afterwards it was like, This really calming effect.
Yeah,
that's now over. Put that behind me. I celebrated by going to a meeting tonight.
Beautiful.
And just so much more kind of centered now, and so I'm doing good. I'm very happy coming up to Christmas. I've been invited to a friend's for Christmas and spend it with their family, and I've got some good things going on.
Alistair, I could not be more thrilled for you. I could be slightly more thrilled for you if I wasn't watching this ET advert at the same time, but I'm really, really thrilled, man. You deserve it. That is the past is now. A big chunk of the past is now the past, and you can start moving forward even more. I'm really proud of you, man. Well done. Congratulations. Congratulations. Yeah. And you know, he didn't get off scot-free. I won't go into the details, but justice was served. Justice was served, and it's all worked out.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to her records all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh, no!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.